This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Got a text from Clint. He's like, Gabriella Union's married to D. Wade, I think, Chief.
Yeah.
It was pointed out. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate that.
That's got to be extra... That's tough when, you know, your ex marries somebody in your own profession of sorts, professional athlete, who's much, much better at your job than you. It's one thing if she goes, so Chris Howard was her previous husband, who was my, when I was in Jacksonville, they were just, I don't think they were married yet, but they were together, they were an item.
She around?
No, he ended up getting married, I never met her or anything, yeah. She was around, like people would, she was around. But I think it was more like, no, she was mostly in Hollywood and he would go out there.
Yeah.
Than it was, yeah, she wasn't. So anyway, so Chris Howard was, he was in the league for a few years as a running back, but he was no Dwayne Wade. He wasn't the Dwayne Wade of the NFL.
No.
You know?
No, he was not. So she decided, you know what I could use? Instead of trying to find the Dwayne Wade of the NFL, I'm just going to go find Dwayne Wade.
Like if Brandy ditched me for Colin Coward, I don't think I could. I think I'd have to leave the country.
We would play so much Coward audio on this show.
She dumps me for Stephen A. Smith.
Oh,
like, what
God.
Am I going to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to change my name or something.
It would be the one that would annoy you the most. Probably Cowherd, right? Probably Cowherd's up there. Florio.
Okay, of all the. Florio. Okay, who would I be coolest with? He's a slightly different. Who would I be most ashamed of myself if Brandy ditched me for? Colin Coward, Stephen A. Smith.
Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons. Bill, that's it.
That's it right there.
Oh, that's it right there. Yeah. That would crush me. That would destroy me. That would be...
I love this game.
That would be the end of me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
funny. That is funny.
I'd join a cult. I would join a cult. Not even one of the good ones. I would join a cult that wasn't even like grounded in religion or anything at some point. It was just like, listen, this is just a way we get away with being meth dealers. Okay,
right, Seth? Right.
I'm like, I'm in.
It's from.
They're like, listen, a lot of your family's going to try to talk you out of it. Like, no, they won't. That's why I'm joining the cult. Okay.
Oh, man. All right, so the Athletic has cap cuts for each of the 32 teams. And there's some interesting names on here. Like, these are guys that all of a sudden are, like, getting kind of, you know, they get cut. They're thrown into a bin where you're like, oh, okay, well, these guys probably aren't looking for top-shelf money. You know, there's a reason they just got cut. I'll get to the Texans one first here just to pay off. Danico Autry, the selection in this particular article about the guy, the Texans could cut to open up some cap space, and make no mistake, if the Texans are going to make some moves in free agency or extend some of their current guys, you know, like Derek Stingley Jr.,
yeah,
they're going to need to clear up some cap space. The article says this. Mike Jones says, Autry never lived up to the expectations the Texans had for him when he inked a two-year, $20 million deal. He wound up starting just two of the 10 games he appeared in, 13 tackles, 3 sacks. He lays out the ramifications of doing a post-June 1st cut, which would open up even more cap space for the Texans this year, as opposed to, you know, as opposed to taking the full brunt of the hit right now. The Texans are projected to have just more than $3 million in cap space entering the year. This would open up $9 million more for the Texans. The two things I take issue with in that analysis, one, he wound up starting just 2 of 10 games he appeared in. Well, he's on a team with Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr., and he's listed as a defensive end. So if we're going to get into starting as opposed to being in the rotation, like he was always going to be a rotational guy. He was never going to be a, quote, starter with those two guys.
Yeah.
The other thing is he missed a bunch of games because he got suspended. And that doesn't make it right, but I would look at him as somebody who would have a normal training camp next year, hopefully not get suspended for 6 games and need 2 more games to get the... Remember, he came back in Week 7. Week 9, he had the 2 sacks against Aaron Rodgers. You know, that's when he had kind of kicked the rust off a little bit. You know,
yeah, that's... The tough thing is he's 35 years old. He was suspended for PEDs, which he says was the result of a pharmacy screw-up or whatever. You got to be always skeptical of a guy that had an awesome season the year before he ended up getting suspended for PEDs.
Yeah.
And in some ways, he became a bit of an afterthought after they signed Danielle Hunter. I think that the Texans signed DeNico Autry and then learned that Danielle Hunter was a possibility. And... that it was almost like Dwayne Wade had moved in to be roommates with Chris Howard with and Gabrielle Union or something, you know, like all right, see where this is going.
I love that you bring that back around.
He would be the biggest cap savings that the Texans could realize by cutting somebody on this team right now. Net cap savings.
Yep.
They'd save $5.7 million, $5.8 million.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of guys like Laremy Tunsil, Titus Howard, Shaq Mason. You would have a net cap savings on all of those guys. It's one of those dynamics where, yeah, you've got a net cap savings, but you've also got a lot of dead money, and now you got to go out and find a replacement for those guys. So it's not as simple as like, oh, okay, net cap savings, let's go get them.
Right.
It's nice to have a really good pass protecting left tackle.
Absolutely. You know? So I guess the question is then, Seth, which would you rather have if you were the general manager of the Texans? The actual general manager, by the way, will join us at 7:30 on Wednesday, Nick Caserio. Would you rather have $9 million in cap space or Denise?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nico Autry on this team next year.
Will it be an extra 5.7 million? Right,
the article says 9, but whatever.
Okay. All right. I would say that I would rather have. He's 35 years old.
Yeah.
I think it's time to basically look at it like it was a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
And move on.
Yeah. I'd love to have him on the team, but I think this team needs to make moves, and right now they're kind of at salary cap gridlock right now, especially if they don't extend Stephon Diggs today. You know, that
right.
whole $16 million is hitting this year's cap of the money, the voidable year money that they gave to him.
I think the guys that are probably most likely to either be, I don't even know if you want to call them cap casualties, it's that you can cut them without too much pain, are DeNico Autry, where you're going to get a good sum back of net savings, but then also Shaq Mason, where I think he's showing all of his age at this point, and
yeah.
you got to move on, and you can have a net savings of $2.1 million by letting him go.
Yeah, you just like that. And I know there's people who be like, well, what's Titus? What's Laramie? Laramie's not getting cut. Okay, he's not.
And Titus is fine. Yeah. Like, I know Titus hasn't. Titus got a contract that was probably too much for what he had to say. Remember, he got that contract. It was the only time in his career he'd ever been healthy the whole year, and it wasn't like he had an all-pro type of season or anything. He got a very nice extension. But I like having Titus there. He's not my ideal offensive lineman, but it's not like he's a bad offensive lineman.
No. There are some interesting names in this article for other teams. How about Sheldon Rankins being the guy who'd get cut in Cincinnati in this exercise? 1 year after going there to sign, he signed a 2-year, $24, $26 million deal, something like that. And that he would be the guy that, at least according to Cincinnati's beat writer, they would move on from, Sheldon Rankins.
I think that Sheldon Rankins is the guy, though, that they, I guess, I'm guessing the team, I didn't check in on how Sheldon Rankins was doing this year or anything, but the team didn't sign Sheldon Rankins expecting him to be a huge impact player. And I'm guessing they're probably, again, without having looked at how he did this year on a defense, it was very, very bad. I don't think they're a guy that they're looking at as like, oh, he's part of the problem. We got to move on from him.
He disappointed, the 31-year-old did, when healthy this season, managing one sack and four pressures, and he missed the second half of the year with an illness. Oh, that sucks. But they get
sounds like this guy's anti-illness.
That's right.
Sorry, it's his fault. He caught the flu.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly. I'm just looking to see if there's names. If I were the Texans, I'd kick tires on. You know what I mean? Like Christian Kirk. You know, he got paid in Jacksonville, and he's at that stage with his contract where he's very cuttable.
Yeah.
Would you take Christian Kirk as a guy to play the slot receiver here at a reasonable wage?
Would I take him?
Yeah. Would you sign him? Yeah. Would you?
Yeah. I think any of these guys, I don't need marquee guys. I need guys that are dependable pros at this point. And I do think like we almost got spoiled by having big names or exciting names across the board with all of your three starting wide receivers last year, that you forget that, like, okay, wait, no, that's not the standard. There's plenty of really good offenses that have one stud wide receiver and then a couple of really good or, you know, above average receivers, and that's plenty as long as you've got other good things going on in the offense.
This article has Cooper Kupp being a cap casualty, so not trading him but cutting him, as you just kind of alluded to in the last segment. They've got Devontae Adams as a cap casualty, which if they can't trade him, he's definitely getting cut because he's supposed to make like $35 million next year.
Yeah.
It's not unguaranteed. And then they've got Derek Carr and Joey Bosa in this article getting cut as cap casualties. Big names, man.
Bosa Minor?
Bosa Minor, yeah. The lesser of the two Bosas, the older. Bosa the elder, yeah.
I wonder what Kellen Moore, I wonder what the discussions were with Kellen Moore when he took the job with New Orleans about exactly what he thought of Derek Carr and how they wanted to treat him moving forward. I'm guessing they've got a pretty good feel for it. I don't know. And if you're trying to be competitive but also churn through all of this dead money that the Saints are still in the middle of, I could see Kellen Moore wanting Derek Carr around. Just having a veteran quarterback to where you can put, you can actually run an offense and start to establish a culture.
Cutting Carr would add more dead money to the Saints' league-leading total, but the franchise has a lot of those contracts coming off the books after next year to provide some relief. Yeah, it's coming back to roost, man. Like, all the money they kept shoving into future years with Drew Brees and Sean Payton and everybody, like, it takes
a while.
People
saying the cap doesn't exist.
Yeah,
you can do whatever you want. You got to pay the piper at some point.
You do, and the Saints are there. The Saints are at that point. I would, you know what, if you can get out from under it. God, if the Saints cut Derek Carr, though, that's a good way to tank. Give Spencer Rattler the ball for 17 games and see what happens. It's a good way to
whatever, get Spencer Rattler hater.
I know. I wanted the Texans.
The preseason number one overall pick from 2017?
Yeah, something like that.
It felt like forever ago.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember those days? All right. Payne and Pendergast with you here on a Monday. Good to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us earlier this morning. Not getting up with us, but appreciate you sticking with us today. A lot of you are off today. And back in tomorrow. Interesting articles from Jonathan Alexander and DJ Bien-Aimé about the forward-looking, the future offensive coordinator and the past offensive coordinator. The big money quotes and stories on each of them from these two articles. We'll have those for you coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.